This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He was back on my show in January, and I told you before, when this stock was around $2 a share, it's grossly undervalued. I was right. It's still grossly undervalued at $3.80. We're talking no other than Pressure Biosciences, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB, trading under the ticker symbol PBIO. And with us today is the founder, president of the company, Mr. Rick Schumacher. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Hey, love to be back. Thanks for the invite.
You know, you were kind of down on yourself and the thought that, you know, what's going on? Remember, the cream always rises to the top. Remind my listeners a little bit about what you guys do out there and why the stock price is up almost 100% in the last 6 weeks.
Well, we're a technology company. We are driven by using high pressure in a lot of our technologies, which are mainly instruments and consumables. Our customers are who's who list ever. We've got, you know, the major pharmaceutical, biopharmaceutical research labs around the world that our customers. We have 300 instruments. The instrument has a pressure chamber, and our customers use that pressure chamber, and they buy small test tubes from us, and they put them in the pressure chamber and put them under different pressure levels. The levels run anywhere from a couple of thousand pounds per square inch, believe it or not, up to 45,000 pounds per square inch. It's all hydrostatic. We compress water, and the pressure in the water goes through the test tube into the cells. And they can do all kinds of neat things with the cells, but mainly they control the actions of the cells. They break them open. They kill the viruses. They make them so they're safe to work with. They're able to open them up and look at everything inside the cell, the thousands of proteins inside the cell, looking for a biomarker for a certain disease that might help cure that disease or develop a drug against that disease. So we sell instruments and consumables. We've got 25 patents. And we're excited about this, but quite frankly, it's a paradigm that's existed for 50 years that you don't break cells with pressure. You break cells by beating them up, and we don't. We squeeze them with pressure to open them up and get the proteins and lipids and DNA out. And it's been, as you know, because you and I have been talking for a number of years, it's been a struggle to even get scientists to look at something new, and certainly investors, it's hard to understand what we have and what we're doing. And I think that, you know, it's starting to be understood. We're very excited about it. Our sales have grown every year for five straight years, 11 of the last 12 quarters. You know, a lot of things are going very well. But you asked a question, why is the stock up? Why is the volume maybe 10 times what it was? And it's probably because you and I have spoken multiple times since November, three or four times, about a new instrument we have and a new procedure called ultra shear technology, which is not what we're using with the 300 customers that have our other equipment that are breaking cells for scientific research. This is a whole new ball game. This is called ultra shear. This is a way that we can actually take two things that are not that don't mix, like oil and water.
Right.
You know, they don't mix. And we've been able to, and we've shown it in a video. On February 13th, we put out a press release, and we embedded a video. And what we showed is using our new procedure, in which we have two patents issued, where we're actually taking plant oil, and in this case, it was CBD oil from hemp, and we were able to break the oil drops down to a fraction of the size that they are normally, probably a thousandth of the size. And, of course, the CBD, this magical compound that everyone's talking about, CBD, is inside the oil drops. And the problem with it is the oil is so big that when you take CBD now, most of the time it's in an oil, and the oil just goes through your body. It doesn't get absorbed. The CBD doesn't get absorbed. And the general feeling is not even 10% of the CBD in the oil is actually being absorbed by the body. So you've asked about what's driving the stock and what may be driving a stock and maybe even the stock price. And we've been working in the area of CBD with a whole new instrument, a whole new technology called ultra shear technology. And with ultra shear technology, we combine high pressure with what we call shearing, or people think of it as cutting. And how does that play out? Well, think about the CBD field. CBD is this magical compound that a lot of people are talking about. It seems to have a lot of really positive medicinal effects, anti-inflammatory, anti-pain, helps you sleep, etc. But it's in an oil. It comes out of the cannabis plant, out of the hemp or the cannabis plant, in an oil. And we don't absorb, as humans, oil very well. So when the CBD is in the oil, and we take the CBD oil, about 5% at best, maybe 7%, gets absorbed by the body. And what we need to do is we need to knock the oil down to very, very small levels, to what we call nano levels, so that the ingredients inside, in this case CBD, can be absorbed. Because when they are nano level, the body can actually absorb the compounds out of the droplets of oil. And that's what we've been able to do, and that's what we showed on our February 13th small video that we released. We showed that using physics, Mother Nature, pressure. We're in the world experts in pressure. We've been doing pressure for 15 years. We sell pressure instruments all over the world. So now we have a new pressure instrument that combines high pressure with super shearing or cutting forces, and we make 1 + 1 ever equal 5. We take those oil drops full of CBD, we chop them down to nanoparticles. We chop them down to maybe 1/1000th the size they are normally when they come out of the plant. And yet we prove the CBD remains in the oil, remains active, and yet now the oil is so small, it literally goes into water, and as it goes into water, your body can absorb the CBD out of the oil.
Now that you guys did the video, I'm sure that a lot of companies, especially research institute companies, are reaching out to you. Tell me about today's press release and maybe the companies that are starting to reach out to you wanting to use your technology.
Well, we've had about a dozen calls. I have personally had a dozen calls just in the past week from companies that are in the cannabis or CBD space. They're all interested in ultra-shear technology. Everyone seems to have the same problem. They're using mechanisms that try to get CBD oil droplets smaller, and they do, but there's a number of problems, and the biggest problem is that no method that we know of right now can actually scale to a production level. You know, what you can do in a laboratory for a drop or two isn't going to help you if you're a manufacturing company, and you're making thousands of products a year, and you're wanting to put CBD in juices and in foods and edibles. So we've had a number of companies. I've started to call them back. Very interesting conversations with these companies. There is one common ingredient here, and that's they're all looking for a way to make CBD oil water soluble in a natural way, in a way where you're not just dumping in a bunch of chemicals to make it soluble, and we use very little chemicals. So that's what's changed in our life in the past couple of weeks, ever since the video went out. And then a week later, another press release went out that talked about the data. We're scientists, and we want data, and we generated data that proved that the CBD in the oil drops, even though we chop the oil drops down to nanoparticles, to minute little, tiny little droplets, the CBD that remained in there was still active. It was still CBD, and we didn't lose any CBD from the time we put it into the system to the time we took it out. So the procedure itself, chopping the oil down, did not chop the CBD. It didn't lose CBD. And also the droplets were so small, they became what we call nano level or nano emulsions, which are very stable and they go into solution. So that's been very exciting for us to do this. We're not a cannabis company. We're an instrument company. We're a technology company. But the technology we have can go into cannabis, it can go into CBD, it can go into cosmetics, it can go into pharmaceuticals. Nano emulsions, which is basically what we make. We make oil and water mix, whether it's in food, whether it's in any other compound.
In closing, Rick, I want to say thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days. Maybe give us an update of who's all interested in your technology. And I'll talk to you then.
It sounds great, Ev. Thanks a lot. You have a great day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.